This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:44 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. And now it's time for Today on Twitter, where Penang is trending after CNN Travel named it as one of the 22 best destinations to visit in 2022.
Yes, so CNN Travel published an article of 22 places and Penang was one of them. And it emphasized Penang as being, a haven for food-focused travel, talked about the mix of traditional Malay, Chinese and Indian food, as well as Peranakan food. And they also talked about Penang's historic buildings like the English mansions, classical Chinese shop houses, the mosques, and interestingly labeled Penang Hill, a really good place to visit because it's been designated a UNESCO Biosphere Reserve. I mean, all things that I think we locals are really quite familiar with, but I just wanted to point out some of the other destinations that also made the list. So as a way to compare and contrast, it's a mixed bag of both cities or entire countries. So we have Antigua and Barbuda, Chile, Jordan, Colombo in Sri Lanka, Dijon from France, Naples in Italy, and Lahti in Finland are some of the others that made the cut.
I'm curious as to why some of the destinations are countries and others are just cities, because it's kind of a curious way to advise people to go places, right? But of course, whenever it is that we make one of these lists, for better or for worse, we have responses. So for example, we have Shafiq Martinelli who says, Bangga juga, tapi kadang menyampah tau dengan turis ramai-ramai ni. Triple park, block lane, drive slow sebab cari parking, which translates to, yeah, I'm proud of this, but you know, it can be really annoying with hordes of tourists and then the examples of hordes of tourist behaviour. Meanwhile, Faris says, easily among my top three destinations anytime. And Hui Wan says, all I want to do right now is spend an evening wandering around Penang's food courts with a couple of my best foodie friends, sharing one of everything so we can sample as much different food as possible.
That about captures the multiplicity that is Penang. Great food, really interesting stuff, but can get to be quite a challenge to navigate with all the people who end up there.
So when we spoke about this previously, I had the most curmudgeonly response, which was to say, great, more traffic, which is honestly how I feel, partly because I truly enjoy visiting Penang. I've done so many, many times, as many Malaysians have, you know, in my lifetime. And a pain point is perennially, especially around long weekends, especially around times when people would be balik kampunging, when other people would be flooding the city anyway, is traffic. And just even on foot, right? Sometimes getting into places, the long lines that stretch around things. I understand that at a certain point, when a spot is considered popular, when people enjoy it, that the long lines and such are par for the course. But I think when you've been going there for a long time and you've been visiting since you were a kid before CNN decided to pop its head into the conversation, there is a sense of, ayo, here we go.
I wanted to say one thing first, which is going to be a little unpopular, which is that you don't need people outside of Penang to contribute to the jams and whatever that's already happening. But on the other hand, what I wanted to say in a larger sense is, this kind of highlights why tourism is not just something that happens in a vacuum. If as a country you want to promote and highlight particular destinations, you need to make sure the infrastructure is present to be able to accommodate that. And when you don't, you often see what happens in other spaces, right? Where the original charm of the place is overrun because you have just people everywhere. Even the fact that you can't maintain some of these buildings that are being lauded for their historical value, but with too much foot traffic or too many people milling about, it actually becomes a problem. So I think these things are such double-edged swords. And if we are serious about cultivating our tourism in Penang, let's say, we need to put other things in place to encourage that in a sustainable way.
So the city that I always think about, the destination that I always think about is Kyoto, because Kyoto, like Penang, is also quite small, self-contained, also has older infrastructure, and is also a place that people go because of its heritage. That's what people want to see. You know, they want to see the geishas, they want to see the temples, they want to go to all these places. And they have also often been cited as a place where locals can no longer do local things. They can no longer go to the markets they used to go to because it's flooded with people holding up cameras and, you know, standing in the way of like their fishmongers and stuff. And so, you know, I think that it is a difficult thing. And then you get into conversations about whether or not you should limit the amount of travelers, for example. And then instituting that is difficult. Does that hurt our tourism sector, which is so hard hit? You're right. It is a double-edged sword. And I think it's particularly salient for cities that build their names on their heritage, because with the quaint roads and the narrow streets and the buildings come problems with congestion.
I actually have been really nervous about going to Penang, even though I really want to because I love the city, because of exactly that, because it's crowded everywhere that I might want to go is going to be crowded with long lines. And pandemic times, I'm not sure whether I'm ready for that.
I feel somewhat the same. And I also feel quite sad about it because I love Penang. You know, we had Faris here saying easily among my top three destinations anytime. And honestly, for nature, for food, for heritage, for interesting things to do and see and be around, Penang is quite hard to beat. And so while I would love to, I also am not looking forward to walking behind groups of 20 or 30 people who all arrived in like a minivan and are now headed to the same place I'm heading to. It's stressful. So yeah, while we're talking about how this affects heritage sites, I guess it's also worth including in that conversation the ways in which the pandemic might have changed what we feel comfortable with, the kind of crowding that, you know, we used to be all right with, we might not be so now. So we'd like to hear from you. How are you feeling about Penang being highlighted as a travel destination? And actually, have you been there recently? You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. And since we've been talking about, yes, an island, but also a city, we've got a song lined up that is somewhat thematic. We have Starship with We Built the City, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.